to the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the efforts of Dr. Brett Carver, Regents Professor and Wheat Genetics Chair of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University. Dr. Carver is emphatic when he says he wants to improve the economic well-being of hard red winter wheat producers.
My wheat breeding philosophy is, let's produce something again that the farmer can have a livelihood with, number one, but also be responsive to consumer preferences.
Dr. Carver says producing more bushels is job one in helping that farmer succeed.
It has to be able to yield. Farmers need that. They need to be yield competitive.
When it comes to the varieties already released,
I talk about yield and we want to keep moving yield up. I think high cotton is in that direction. I've already provided the data that says, okay, this is a step up from Showdown, which is really our best overall yield performer, I mean, across the board.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, Congressman Frank Lucas says he has no intentions of moving off the Ag Committee. Ron Hayes has the story.
No traction on getting a farm bill done here in 2024 at this moment. The Senate not working on it at all. And the House of Representatives, which has passed a version of their farm bill out of committee, not working on it on the floor, or at least not anytime soon, as they're gone now from Washington until after Labor Day. Congressman Frank Lucas is the top Republican on the House Agriculture Committee, their senior Republican, and he says he will stay on the committee into 2025 until we get a farm bill done.
Yes, I'm not leaving the committee again. The speaker at the time, the minority leader at the time, who compelled me to step off of one of my three committees, is not here anymore. I will be on the Ag Committee till this farm bill process is done, no matter what.
Former chair of the House Ag Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, I was in western Oklahoma over the weekend where the cotton crop actually looked pretty good in places. I had the opportunity to visit with Maxwell Smith, entomology and plant pathology assistant extension specialist at Oklahoma State University, and he said he's seeing areas in eastern and northeastern Oklahoma that have good irrigation and their systems also look good.
Yeah, so cotton is, I feel like, pretty variable across the state right now. We've got some areas, especially to the east and northeast, where cotton's looking really good, where we got good irrigation, some good, healthy-looking crops that way. As we move kind of to the southwest and to the west, rainfall wasn't as prevalent early on. Irrigation's a little more limited, but I feel like we're still sitting on a crop where we can actually make something. Kind of a change from this time last year, where at this point, the rain had shut off and we were pretty much just watching the crop burn up. So a little more optimistic about how it looks this year.
Smith gives an update on what producers should be thinking about this time of year.
Right now, the main activities going on are fertilizer applications and irrigation. A little bit of pests around still. Some of the later planted cotton still having some cotton flea hopper issues. That cotton that hasn't made it quite to that first bloom yet, still having to keep an eye on those, making sure we're not losing too many of those early squares. The other thing that I've really been talking to a lot of people about this week and had experience with last week and this week up around the Fort Cobb Carnegie area is stink bugs have started to move in, and they are in high numbers this year. It really seems like I've heard about them in soybeans, I've heard about them in sorghum, and now we're starting to see them in cotton. And as that cotton starts to put on that fresh tender boll, that's when it's most susceptible to those. So we really got to keep an eye on that kind of stuff, especially in the north east part of the cotton growing region, and to the east is where they seem to be more prevalent right now. But we've seen them all across Oklahoma, so it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
He said between that and staying on top of the pests, the weather is the only remaining factor in deciding the outcome of this year's crop. You've got farm news.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.